Possessing a calm demeanor, this Pokemon was revered as a deity incarnate before it was identified as a regional variant of Ninetales. While it will guide travelers who get lost on a snowy mountain down to the mountain's base, it won't forgive anyone who harms nature.
Hey there, Pokemon trainers. Welcome back to another episode of Dragon Dance, a Pokemon podcast. This is a podcast where we normally go over each unique Pokemon type combination that is currently available in the Pokemon universe. We go over which Pokemons have these combinations, when they first appeared, and possibly how they stacked up on the competitive side of things. I'm one half of your host, Santiago, aka the Aztec Dragon, and with me, as usual, is Madeline, aka Old Man Shuckle.
Yes, I am Old Man Shuckle now, even though I have not changed my IGNs, because it's hard to let go of the past sometimes.
That's fine. Here on the podcast, you'll be known as Old Man Shuckle, and in game, or IGN and Pogo and stuff, I guess you'll still be 85-year-old man.
For the time being, yes.
At the time of recording, we are a few hours away from the DLC release of the Indigo Disc for Pokemon Scarlet and Violet. Yeah, are you excited for it, Madeline?
I would love to say I am, and I am excited to watch my friends play it, but I, however, have still not gone through the original storyline. It's been a year, and I haven't picked up my Switch much, so you'll have to forgive me on that, but everyone let me know how it is. I do not care about spoilers.
That's fair. I'm actually very excited about it, just because I know that a lot of Pokemon that I like are returning, including a lot of the starter Pokemon. Which one's your favorite starter Pokemon?
Oh, my favorite starter Pokemon across all generations?
Yeah.
Oh, I would have to say Popplio from Gen 7.
That's fair. Okay. Yeah, Popplio, all of the starters will be, the ones that haven't been available yet as of now, will be available. Every single one of the starters. So yeah, Popplio is coming in the Indigo Disc.
Quick cue. Togepi. I know it wasn't in the original lineup, but is it now going to be available?
That, I don't think so. I haven't seen, I mean, nobody's actually, well, I feel like there have been some data miners, but most sources that I've seen have just been what people have seen in the trailers.
Okay, so and not as far as you know.
Yeah, not as far as I know.
All right, let me know if that changes, though.
Yeah, absolutely. Also, we are like less than 2 weeks away from Christmas.
Christmas.
Whoop, whoop.
Merry Christmas.
this past weekend, we actually had a white elephant with some of our friends.
We did. Some people might know that as Dirty Santa, white elephant. Chinese gift exchange.
Right. So if you're not familiar with white elephant, can you please go over like the rules and stuff of how that works?
Every guest brings a gift under a certain amount, and you all contribute to a communal gift pot, and then the next you take turns drawing gifts and stealing gifts, and it's really fun because you can have a choice of what you want to walk home with if you're lucky.
Right. And I think there's only a certain amount of times when a particular gift can be stolen. Yeah. I think ours was like two.
Well, we had a small group, but yeah. So Santiago and I both actually got to walk home with Pokemon themed items, which was amazing.
That was really cool.
Santiago got a really coveted Pikachu Squishmallow from Target with the Santa hat. Yeah, I'm sure many of you have seen it. And I walked home with a giant coloring book of Pokemon pages and 12 scented markers.
Yeah, why they're scented, I don't know. Like,
I mean, that's always been a thing. I remember going to this Scholastic Book Fair and getting smensals, and our teachers be like, don't sniff them too hard because they're just chemicals. And they still are. But we did some coloring tonight and it was fun.
Yeah, but yeah, I don't know if I've mentioned this before, but a lot of the friends that we have made were through Pokemon Go. Well, like, we met them at school, and they happened to play Pokemon Go, and we've stayed friends with a lot of them. Some of them have come into our lives that don't play Pokemon, but the ones that we did the White Elephant with were Pokemon fans, so therefore they bought Pokemon-related gifts.
They did, yeah, and I don't think, I didn't bring a Pokemon-related gift into the pool, and neither did you.
Yeah, me neither, no,
so, but what I mean, saying, our friendships have evolved past just Pokemon stuff, but it was fitting that we walked away both with Pokemon items.
Yeah, but it was a lot of fun, and I can't wait to do it again at some point, maybe in the future.
Well, we're doing one with my family in New Year's Eve, and that's going to be fun. But Santiago is a last-minute gift giver. He still hasn't gotten his gift for that.
Yeah.
I've had mine.
Yeah, I'm really bad at gift giving. I'm just...
He's not the best
at it. I'm not really good at that.
But he knows. He acknowledges.
Yeah, I am fully aware that I'm bad at gift giving.
It's not one of your strengths, but that's okay because you have others.
Yeah. Anyways, so those gifts, the giant Pikachu Santa Squishmallow and Madeline's coloring books, we actually have posted that on our Instagram page. At the Dragon Dancers, if you want to take a look at that, and you know, with full face of ours, so
face reveal. What? No, actually, my face has been on there.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, and
I'm not shy.
And mine
has
also been up there, but now Madeline's actually been posting a lot more frequently on that, so that's nice. So you get more content. You actually get to see what we look like more often.
I'm hip and I'm down with the kids, so I am better at the social media stuff than Santiago is because he doesn't care. So
yeah, with like my actual like personal social media, I'm so bad. I maybe post like once or twice a year.
Though I mean, I thought I was down with the lingo, but today the Starbucks barista told me that he loved my outfit, and he said, "You are chewing today." And honestly, chewing? I had never heard that before, and I was just like, "Oh, thank you so much."
Was it actually was it a compliment?
No, it was, because he was like, "Oh, I love this outfit. I was wearing overalls, like, so hip." But I didn't know that one. Maybe it's like eight and left no crumbs. Like, you're eating, you're giving, you're chewing? I don't know.
I don't know.
Someone tell me if I was low-key insulted to my face, because I just said thank you.
I'm really bad at keeping up with, like, kids or modern lingo as well.
I mean, I thought I was good, but even I can't escape the slipping grains of sand and time.
Right. Like, I think it was, like, last year where I finally, like, learned what based was.
Oh, my God. Based and ratioed.
Yeah, based, ratio. I don't, like, hear ratioed as much, but based, I hear that a lot more often.
Oh, my God. Crossword. I do a crossword every morning, and one of the, I do the New York Times crosswords, and one of the, clues today. I don't remember the clue, but the answer was cringe.
Was it really?
It was. It was cringe. Yes. It was cringe. I was like,
that's something I hear a lot too, cringe. But like that one's pretty.
I mean, I hear that one directed towards me a lot from my little brother. But
same.
We all know how it is.
My youngest brother also uses that.
Cringe.
Cringe.
Toxic. Yeah. Bum. They love us, I swear.
Do they really?
Anyways.
Oh, yeah. So speaking of Christmas, we're actually going to be doing an ice type today.
Yay!
It's not just any ice type. It is an ice fairy type.
Which is an awesome combination. But before we get into that, I did want to address our lack of consistency with podcast timing. And I totally understand. I'm sorry about that. We are terrible at it. And I'll just let you know, you're going to get one podcast a week from now on, but they will not be on specific days. It's going to be a little surprise.
Ooh, you know what my New Year's resolution should be for next year?
Something that doesn't involve me having to be consistent either?
No, it involves me being consistent with these episodes.
Right. But then you'd have to drag me into a one. I don't know if I'm ready to make that commitment.
Actually, you know what my New Year's resolution should be? I should just start pre-recording a bunch of these so that I can get them out like by a specific date.
We'll be back after a quick break.
Ever thought modern video games should be more interesting? At The Gaming Blender, we take randomized genres, mechanics, and make a new game every episode.
I've added permadeath.
We have a survival game of a hardcore simulation, which could be House Flipper, and with the permadeath of XCOM. Then that all has to be an action adventure.
Yes.
Ooh, dear.
Yes.
And sometimes it doesn't quite work.
And you have a construction off over the course of the narrative.
A construction off? The way we can do this is that we ditch your idea entirely.
Entirely.
Check out The Gaming Blender on all your favorite podcast platforms now.
I kind of like the idea of just dropping them randomly.
Randomly? Okay,
yeah,
that's fair.
Yeah, like Beyonce dropped one of those albums on us. She was just like, album at midnight, and we were like, what? I mean, we're basically the same level of iconic, right?
As Beyonce, yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Anyways, so today we're going to be covering the Ice Fairy type. So, Madeline, can you please tell us what the resistances and weaknesses are for that typing?
Yeah, I certainly can, and I think this typing overall is just a really awesome typing. but it does have a lot of weaknesses. So it has four weaknesses: fire, poison, rock, and steel. And it is four times weak to steel, so that's, you know, that's kryptonite, if you will. It's got three resistances: ice, bug, and dark. And it has one immunity to dragon, which is actually really awesome. So,
yeah.
So although the typing is really cool, there aren't a lot of Pokemon with this typing. I feel like there's so much potential there that hasn't been explored.
Freaking no. There's so... Okay, first of all, let's go ahead and reveal the Pokemon, Maddie. What is the Pokemon, the only Pokemon with this type combination?
Yeah, so the only Pokemon with this type combo is Alolan Ninetales.
All right, yeah, so Alolan Ninetales. Madeline has thoughts on this Pokemon.
Yeah, so like I was saying, I think there's a lot of potential to be explored with this typing, and it's just kind of a letdown that Alolan Ninetales is the only Pokemon with this type combo. Which, I mean, it is a really cool Pokemon, but let's think about it. Alolan Ninetales is just a regional variant of the Kantodian Ninetales.
Yeah, that really sucks that the only Ice Fairy type happens to be a regional. I would love to see like an all original Ice Fairy type.
I mean, it's a good regional for sure, but that type deserves its own spotlight.
Right. Speaking about regional variants, when they first announced regional variants of like Alolan Sandshrew, Alolan Ninetales, that got me really hype. And that I just really, really like regional variants that are super different from their original forms. Because, like, I think, you know, like, they also introduced Alolan Exeggutor, and it was Grass Dragon, but it was already Grass something else.
Right, and it didn't look much different.
Just right.
Just a little lengthier.
Right. Yeah, it was a lot lengthier, but...
specifically in the neck region.
But once they when I saw Alolan Ninetales and Alolan Sandshrew for the first time, I thought they were incredible, just because they were so different from what they originally were.
They are really cool, especially Ninetales going from fire to an ice.
Yeah,
like that's what a regional should be about.
Like, exactly, and
complete
I wish
complete twist.
Right, and I wish that there would be more like that. But
yeah, speaking of regional variants, I know this isn't exactly regional. What's your opinion on Wigglet Diglett?
Wigglet, it didn't need to be a thing because we already had a Alolan Diglett, right? So, I mean, Diglett already got some attention. And the whole Wigglet thing, Wigglet and Wugtrio, not a fan. Not a fan at all.
Yeah, we'll get into that during their respective type combo episodes.
Funny enough, they don't actually have a type combination. They're just pure water, so we'll never talk about them.
Wigglet?
Yeah, Wigglet and Wugtrio, they're pure water types.
Oh. Darn. I have thoughts. I have opinions, and they must be heard. Maybe that'll be a bonus episode, Weirdest Pokemon.
Ooh, here's some a fun little tidbit. So I actually have a shiny Kantonian Ninetales and shiny Alolan Ninetales in Pokemon Go, and both of their shinies are really, really cool because like, they end up being gray, and they both have red eyes.
Yeah, that is really cool, but also not surprising considering they had a community day, I believe.
I don't think they... I know that Alolan...
Was it a research day?
I don't know. I think...
I swear Vulpix had a community day.
Possibly. I know that Sandshrew and Alolan Sandshrew had a community day, but not Ninetales, to my knowledge.
Speaking of which, let me just talk about how in Pogo the other day we had Feebas Spotlight Hour, and people got insane amounts of shinies because it is like a 1 out of 64 chance for Feebas, and I don't think they changed that for Spotlight Hour. We're getting way off topic here, so why don't you tell us about
way
Alolan...
Off tropic.
Why don't you tell us about Alolan Ninetales?
Okay, fine. Let's get into some origins. So before I actually talk about Alolan Ninetales, I do have to talk a little bit about the regular Ninetales, like Kantonian Ninetales. So Kantonian Ninetales, unfortunately, is just a monotype. It's just pure fire. But its origins is actually really, really cool. So it's based on red foxes and a mythical creature from Japanese folklore known as kitsunes.
Ooh.
So kitsunes are supernatural fox spirits, and they have long lifespans, mystical powers, and it's said that the longer they live, the more wiser and the more powerful they become. And the older and more powerful they become, the more tails they end up having. So, you know, like a young kitsune will normally have like one tail, and like I think the max amount of tails they can have is 9, which is why Ninetales has nine tails.
It's a fox of nine tails, then.
Yeah.
Like a cat of nine tails, but...
Yeah. Yeah.
Like the whip thing.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Pirates?
Moving on. anyways.
Additional research needed.
Anyways, depending on which story you listen to, they can be depicted as either being mischievous tricksters or guardian spirits. So, you know, they're on both sides of the spectrum of good and evil. But, yeah, it all depends on what story you're listening to.
Yeah.
But, yeah, what are your thoughts on Cantonian Ninetales or Kitsunes?
I think it's cool, and I do love fox Pokemon. I think that's a cool little... foxes have their own, like, lore, and... I mean, I know they're real animals. I do.
No way!
But, like, we've always perceived foxes in literature and such as, like, these sly, clever creatures. So mm-hmm. I think anthropomorphizing them into Pokemon is very, you know, apt.
Fair. So anyways, that's OG Ninetales origins. Now, Alolan Ninetales... Okay, so both Cantonian and Alolan Ninetales actually have the same category. They're both known as the fox Pokemon. And it's pretty easy to tell why they're both based on foxes. But in particular, Alolan Ninetales draws inspiration from Arctic foxes and possibly a Hawaiian deity.
Ooh, so the Arctic, that kind of makes sense for Alola.
Yeah, so the Arctic fox one is, you know, it's pretty easy. It's based on a fox. And the Arctic foxes have whitish coats, which helps them blend with their snowy environment, right? Duh. And since Alolan Ninetales is part ice type, it's only fitting that it has to match that snowy environment as well. But yeah, I don't know if you've seen what Alolan Ninetales looks like, but it does kind of look like a walking blizzard. And anyways, so the Hawaiian deity may be inspired on this goddess named... I'm sorry, I'm probably going to butcher this, but it's called Pali Oahu. Ahu? Dang, I butchered that, didn't I? Pali Ahu.
Pali Ahu. We're probably both wrong.
But. Yeah, but anyways, Pali Ahu is one of the four goddesses of snow in Hawaiian mythology. Mm. And it's also said that this deity lives on Mauna Kea, which is an inactive volcano in Hawaii. And here's a really crazy fact, right?
Kind of ode to its... fire origins.
Right, an ode to its fire origins. But here's a really cool fact. If we were to measure the height of Mauna Kea from its base on the seafloor, not from like at sea level, but from the seafloor, it would be the world's tallest mountain.
Wow, that's cool. So I could go climb that and be like, look, I just accomplished like better than Mount Everest.
Right. Right, yeah.
Also, wait, quick pause. What is this a drawing of? I'm holding up a blank sheet of paper. It's an Arctic fox blinking in a blizzard.
Wow.
You're so weird. Because you said they're all white so they can blend in with the snow.
Yeah, yeah. Okay,
I'm an artist. That'll be $10,000, please.
I'm broke. I have $3.
I'll take it.
Okay. But yeah, so Alolan Ninetales is described as being a deity in many of its Pokédex entries, which leads us to believe that it is based on that particular Hawaiian deity. Also, you can, in the Sun and Moon games, you can find Alolan Vulpix on the highest area of that region, which is that one particular mountain. Also, another origin inspiration may be based on this mythical fox from Finnish mythology, known as, again, I'm probably going to butcher. No, I'm probably going to butcher this as well, but in Finnish mythology, there's a mythical fox called Tuli Kedu, and this mythical creature is said to be responsible for the creation of the Northern Lights.
Ooh.
Which is fitting because Alolan Ninetales, also in Generation 7, had the signature move of Auroraville.
Which is awesome.
Yeah. And now a few more Pokemon can learn that move, but back when it was first introduced, it was very unique, its signature move. Also... apparently, the Finnish word for aurora, which, you know, aurora borealis, which is the, yeah, is literally translates to fire, sorry, fox fires.
Wow.
I don't know what the Finnish word for Aurora is, but...
I don't speak any Finnish, yeah, but that either. Is really cool.
Yeah. Anyways, Madeline, thoughts on Alolan Ninetales?
Well, now you've got me wanting to plan a trip to Iceland to go see Aurora Borealis and also Alolan Ninetales.
Also, our cat is also in our recording room, and he is being a little troublemaker. So if you hear...
He's being a menace to society. So if you hear erratic noises, that's his version of ASMR.
Yeah. All right. So ability time. Alolan Ninetales has one common and one hidden ability. Its common is Snow Cloak, and its hidden is Snow Warning. Snow Cloak raises the user's evasiveness if hail or snow is activated by a factor of 4/5. So, for example, if an opponent's move has 100% accuracy in the snow or hail, that accuracy of that move will be 80% instead of 100 if it's targeting the user. Snow Warning, when the user is sent out onto the field, it will summon hail or snow for 5 turns. Starting in Gen 9, snow is actually a really good weather condition. It no longer chips away damage at non-ice type Pokemon, but it does give all ice types on the field a 50% boost to their physical defense. And on to the competitive side of things. So, unfortunately, Alolan Ninetales only made it to Worlds 1 year, and that was in 2017, which was the first year it could even be legal in, and it had 3 appearances. Unfortunately, it didn't make it onto the winning team, but that was still pretty impressive, considering how frail it can be.
Yeah, and the fair amount of weaknesses it does have.
Right, right. Also, prior to Gen 9, the ice type was just not really good. Didn't really benefit anybody but ice type, but because ice types were frail, nobody wanted to put more than one.
See that 4 times of like immunity, the immunity to dragon, just that seems like it would be helpful, but those weaknesses and the 4 times weakness to steel probably negates any gravitas it has in the VGC.
Yeah, yeah. But anyways, like we said earlier, there's only that one Pokemon with that type combination. So, yeah, that's it for the Pokemon. Maddie, do you have any closing remarks?
Game Freak, if you're out there listening, do more with this type combo. I think particularly, I'm feeling in the Christmas spirit, I think Delibird needs a little pixie friend, another ice fairy to be a little helper. And
okay.
I don't know. Do something. There's so much potential there that's untapped, so...
I could definitely see, like, a reindeer Pokemon or, like, a moose Pokemon
being... We have so many reindeer. And like...
Okay, how about a moose? We don't have a moose Pokemon yet.
I'm not a big fan of the meese.
The meese? Okay.
I want more, like, little sprites or something.
More pixie sprites things?
You know.
Okay.
Maybe a Cragonal, like a variant with that. But again, not variants. It needs its own spotlight.
Right,
so.
Right. No, I totally get that.
I feel like there's so much that could happen there.
Anyways, that is it for today's episode. Thank you guys so much for listening. I have been your host, Santiago, a.k.a. the Aztec Dragon. Maddie?
Bye.
Yeah, and also, if you like what you hear, please give us a 5-star review on whatever platform you get your podcast from. Also, follow us on Instagram. We are now at The Dragon Dancers. The link will be in the description below. And just let us know what you thought of today's episode. And also, just if you like what you see on our Instagram, let us know too.
Yeah, come rag on us for our pronunciation of Finnish and Hawaiian words.
Anyways, take care, Pokemon trainers. We'll catch you in the next one. Bye.